Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline, here to learn with you today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We're going to have a lot of fun. Today's topic is around town.
Today's title is The Farmer's Market. The Farmer's Market. Peter, do you cook at home very much, or do you usually eat at restaurants?
Well, when I'm eating with friends, I eat at restaurants, but usually I cook at home.
Okay. Well, friends, if you eat at home, then you need to buy groceries like vegetables to cook. Let's read with Peter about one place around town that you can buy fresh fruits and vegetables. Here's Peter.
Where can you get fresh fruit, vegetables, and other produce? At a farmer's market. Local farmers grow all the food. Some people don't like farmer's markets. Sometimes the produce is expensive. Susie buys her fruit at Frank's Fruit Stand. It's in front of Carl's Corner Store. After work, Alex can go there. He can buy oranges, lemons, and apples.
Peter, what are some of your favorite vegetables, and how do you like to eat them?
Well, I like cucumbers a lot. I will eat them fresh. I won't cook them at all. I also like carrots and celery. Those are really healthy.
Those are good vegetables. Well, today we're going to be talking more about where to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. But it's not a grocery store. But before we talk about what it is, let's learn our key words with Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是 The Farmer's Market, 农夫市集。我们可以在农夫市集上看到各式各样新鲜的蔬果农产品。形容词 fresh 就是新鲜的。Everything there is so fresh. 水果就是 fruit. You can buy fresh fruit there.除了水果还有蔬菜 vegetable. You can also buy vegetables there. Susie 知道一家很不错的水果摊，她每次都是去那里买水果。It's in front of Carl's Corner Store. 它就在 Carl's Corner Store 前面。片语 in front of something 表达在什么前面的意思。Alex 也想去那家水果摊买水果。He wants to buy lemons. 他想要买柠檬。柠檬就是 lemon.
Are we doing a report on the farmer's market today, Rob?
Yes, we are, Susie.
I love farmer's markets. Everything there is so fresh.
I agree. Local farmers grow all the vegetables and other produce.
Some people don't like farmer's markets.
Really? Why not?
The produce there can be expensive.
That's true.
Susie and Rob are talking about the show he is going to do today. What is Rob doing a report on today, Peter?
They are talking about the farmer's market on Rob's show. But what are farmer's markets, Pauline?
Well, like you said, they are different from grocery stores.Farmers markets are usually outside. There, farmers sell fresh fruit and vegetables that they grow locally.
Grown locally. That means they are grown nearby, right?
Right. For example, I am from Montana. That is in the northern United States. It gets very cold and snows in the winter there.So we can't grow fruits like bananas or mangoes there.
So if you go to a farmer's market, there will not be bananas and mangoes, right?
Right, not in Montana. The grocery stores do have them, but the farmer's markets don't. Farmer's markets only sell produce grown locally in Montana.
So produce is another good word that we're learning in today's lesson.Let's get Christina to help us out with this one.
Susie 觉得农夫市集那边的农产品可能会很贵。 The produce there can be expensive. 我们来看名词 produce, 农产品。它是不可数名词，没有复数形。比如 we can buy some produce there. 或者 they have many kinds of produce. 他们有很多种农产品。其实这个字除了当名词用之外，也可以当动词，生产、制造的意思。不过它们的发音不一样，农产品是 produce， 而动词制造是 produce。念的时候不要弄错咯，你可以说 they produce trucks， 他们生产卡车。
Thanks, Christina. So, Pauline, I'm curious, what produce can you buy at the farmers market in Montana?
Well, it depends on the season.
Okay, well, what about in the spring?
Okay, in the spring, you can buy strawberries and sweet corn. I love that. And there's lots of different produce to buy in the summer. You can buy vegetables like carrots, onions, potatoes, broccoli.
Well, that's about the same in Colorado, too. But now it's September.It's the fall in Montana and Colorado, so what can you buy when it's the fall?
Well, there are still some fruits and vegetables. For example, this is the time of year for apples.
Okay, and maybe pumpkins too. I like farmers markets because everything there is fresh. The fruit and vegetables are not old. You know, they came here recently, so...They didn't spend all their time in a truck or in a refrigerator.
I agree. Fresh is best.
I agree.
I guess we all agree. And that's good because that's today's...
Calendar phrase.
I agree.
I agree. 我也这么觉得。
This is a wonderful day.
I agree.
The weather is perfect.
I agree.
This hike is great.
I agree.
But it's time for a rest.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree. 我也这么觉得。
That was a fun calendar phrase.But Pauline, not everyone agrees with us.
About what, Peter?
About farmers markets. You and I both like farmers markets. We like them because you can get fresh fruit and vegetables. But some people don't like farmers markets.
Really? Why not?
Some people think farmers markets are expensive. They think it's cheaper to buy fruits and vegetables from stores.
I guess that's true sometimes, but I like giving my money to the farmers. And I think sometimes the fruit and vegetables at farmers markets are healthier for you.
Well, maybe, friends, you can talk about that at home. But right now it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon!Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, what are some of your favorite fruits, and how do you eat them?
Well, in the summer, I love watermelon. I cut it up, and I eat it outside with friends. But in the winter, I love fruit pies, like apple pie and pumpkin pie. A pie is a type of dessert. It's delicious.
And I think all fruit is delicious. Well, let's continue talking about this topic.Here's conversation B.
Would you like an apple, Alex?
Sure. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome.
This apple is fresh and delicious.
I always buy my fruit at Frank's Fruit Stand.
Oh? Where is Frank's fruit stand?
It's in front of Carl's corner store.
Great. I can buy oranges, lemons, and apples after work.
So, Peter, what kind of fruit does Susie like?
Well, she must like apples. She bought some and shared one with Alex.
Does Alex like apples?
He loves the apple that Susie shared with him. He says it's fresh and delicious.
Delicious. I like that word. It's a good word to use when something tastes really good. For example, I think ice cream is delicious.
Well, where did Susie buy the apples? Did she go to a farmer's market?
No, I don't think so. She went to Frank's fruit stand.
Produce stands are like farmer's markets. They are usually outside and they sell fruits and vegetables that are usually grown locally. So what's the difference between a produce stand and a farmer's market?
Well, farmer's markets have lots of different produce stands all together in one area.
It's like the difference between a mall and a store. A mall is a building with many stores inside. A farmer's market is an area with many sellers, many produce stands.
Right. The produce stand that Susie went to only sells fruit. Some produce stands sell only vegetables. But many produce stands sell both.
And of course, we know by the name that Frank's fruit stand probably sells fruit.
Right. Well, the name also tells us something else. But let's have Christina explain that to us.
Susie 买水果的地方叫做 Frank's fruit stand。根据这家店的名字，我猜 Frank 可能是这家店老板的名字。在美国，很多商店都会用人名做商店的店名，请你留意它都是用人名的所有格。所以比如咖啡店叫做 Monica's Cafe， 热狗摊叫做 Bob's Hot Dogs， Pizza 店叫做 Papa's Pizza， 餐厅叫做 Nana's Kitchen。 用人的名字为商店命名，其实很亲切可爱，不是吗？
Thanks, Christina. So Frank's fruit stand belongs to Frank. I haven't met Frank before, but I haven't been to his fruit stand either. So where is it?
It's in front of Carl's Corner Store. Hey, and that is our grammar point today. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more.
Hey, everyone. It's the beginning of a new month.The month of September. Who's ready for a grammar point? Well, if you want to say that something is in front of something else, you can use this grammar point. For example, the bag is in front of the desk, or our bikes are in front of the house.Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
Hey, Peter, can you please move? You're standing in front of me. I can't see the camera if you stand in front of me.
Oh, sorry. Hey, that was good practice using the word in front.I didn't know that there was a fruit stand so close to the office. Hey, Pauline, that's great. I might go there and buy some fruit after work today.
You might see Alex there. He said he's going there after work, too. He's going to buy some of those delicious apples. And he wants to buy oranges and lemons, too.
Do you like lemons, Pauline?
Well, I don't like to eat lemons, not like I eat an apple.Lemons are too sour for that, but I do love lemonade, and I also like to squeeze lemon on my salad. What are you going to buy at the fruit stand, Peter?
Well, I think I need a pumpkin, and I hear there are some peaches finally ready, so I'm excited for that. Peaches are one of my favorite fruits.
I wish I could buy some mangoes, but... It's not the time of year for that.
No, those wouldn't be grown locally at all. Well, friends, now it's time to review all those words that we were saying today. Let's take a look at them together.
Here's your first keyword for today. Fresh. Fresh. Please buy fresh food at the market.
Fruit. Fruit. Is a tomato fruit?
Vegetable. Vegetable. Eat all your vegetables.
In front of. In front of. Stand in front of the school.
Lemon. Lemon. Do you like lemon in your tea? Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. A little practice really helps. Now let's go ahead and watch our lesson one more time.
Are we doing a report on the farmers market today, Rob?
Yes, we are, Susie.
I love farmers markets. Everything there is so fresh.
I agree. Local farmers grow all the vegetables and other produce.
Some people don't like farmers markets.
Really? Why not?
The produce there can be expensive.
That's true.
Would you like an apple, Alex?
Sure. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome.
This apple is fresh and delicious.
I always buy my fruit at Frank's Fruit Stand.
Oh? Where is Frank's Fruit Stand?
It's in front of Carl's Corner Store.
Great. I can buy oranges, lemons, and apples after work.
Okay, Peter, let's practice the keywords we learned today. You start. Say a sentence about the picture. I'll listen and try to hear the key word you use.
Okay. Look at all of that fresh produce.
Nice! You use the word produce. That means fruits and vegetables.
Okay, but produce wasn't a key word, Pauline. The key word was fresh.
You tricked me. Okay, my turn. Those fruits and vegetables look delicious.
Delicious. Delicious is a good word, but not a key word. Vegetable is the key word.
And fruit.
Ooh.
I used two keywords.
Okay. I don't know if that's cheating, but now it's my turn. Who is the woman in front of the sign?
I don't know.
No, Pauline, that's my sentence. Who is the woman in front of the sign?
Okay, in front of. Good one. I want to buy some carrots and lemons from her stand.
Oh, I heard it. You said the key word lemon. Nicely done. Well, I think we all made sentences, and I hope you heard those key words. But now it's time to go to Jungle Chit Chat. We can watch it together.
Fresh fruit! Fresh vegetables!
What are you doing?
I'm selling fresh fruit and vegetables.
Oh, did local farmers grow these produce?
Yes, they're from the farmer's market.
They look really fresh.
Yes, they're really fresh.
And really expensive?
Well, yeah, but really delicious. So, do you want lemons or apples?
No, I want to buy bananas.
Bananas? Oh, sorry. I don't have any bananas.
Oh, did you sell them all?
No, I ate them all.
Ginger.
You know me.
Okay, friends. Well, it's another Monday, so that means we have to answer some questions. Question number one, where does Susie buy apples? Where does Susie buy apples?
The answer is in conversation B. She buys apples at Frank's fruit stand. Here's question number two. Where do you buy fruits and vegetables? Where do you buy fruits and vegetables? Here are some answers from some of our friends.
Where do I buy fruits and vegetables? Well, it is very important to buy good fruits and vegetables. I like to buy fruits and vegetables that are fresh, and that means that they are grown very close to where I live. So I go to farmers markets. Farmers markets are where farmers who grow fruits and vegetables in the area come to sell them to you directly.
Where do I buy fruits and vegetables? I usually buy fruits and vegetables after work when I walk home. There is a fruit stand next to my house. I love to eat fruit, but I buy different kinds depending on the different time of year, the different seasons of fruit. If I go to the supermarket, they import different kinds of fruit and vegetables, so they will have a lot of different kind all year round. That reminds me, I have to buy some bananas later today for Ginger.
Where do I buy fruits and vegetables? Well, my new favorite place to buy fruits and vegetables is the farmers market. I really like going there on the weekends. There's so many different kinds of fresh fruit and vegetables growing by the farmers. It's really fun. Although, sometimes during the week, I need to buy food like fruit, and then I go to the grocery store.
Where do I buy fruits and vegetables? Well, I really like to buy fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, so I like to buy them at the farmers market. I know that the fruits and vegetables there will be very fresh. But sometimes I might be in a hurry. If I don't have a lot of time, I might go to the grocery store to pick up something quickly.
Those were great. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you join us again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.